Rainforests produce 20% of the oxygen we breathe on our planet, and 80% of the foods we eat originally came from rainforests. It's no wonder that humans are slowly but steadily realizing the need for drastic reforestation efforts before one of the world's greatest resources disappears. Rainforests are in need of human help, but there is a bird that has been doing its part to plant new trees long before we were, albeit in a messy way. Gubby, Kusla and Caro are on their way to meet the magnificent toucan and learn about its intelligence and important role in the ecosystem.
Oh, look at his eyes. I can't believe it.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together.
There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live. I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a wildlife photographer? To have the chance to take in all the magnificent and even bizarre personalities of nature without harming it or affecting its habitat? That's exactly what Henry Stober, one of our Animal Encounters photographers, gets to do every day.
There really is no way to describe the exact feeling I have to be able to go out in nature. The animal kingdom has such an amazing effect on my life.
It's that same fascination with animals that drives some people to capture and keep exotic animals as pets. Too often, it leads to animal abuse, suffering, and the threat of extinction. So how can humans enjoy getting close to wildlife without hurting it? La Paz Waterfall Gardens hopes to offer visitors one possible solution by introducing them to their rescued toucans. Here, visitors can meet, observe, and even feed toucans in the spacious aviary these birds call home. That's exactly what our three adventurers, Gubby, Kusla, and Caro, have come to do today.
Wow, this is such a beautiful bird. What's the name of the toucan?
This toucan is called black mandible toucan.
Uh-huh.
Black mandible. It's the largest species of toucan.
Oh, it's the largest.
Yeah, it's the largest species.
Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah, I couldn't believe I'll be able to be so close to a toucan.
Yeah.
Oh, they're lovely. So how many species do you have?
Yeah, we have two species in here. We have the rainbow one, the rainbow toucan, and also we have this one.
Worldwide, there are 40 different species of toucans, and Costa Rica is home to 6 of them. These beautiful birds come in a wide variety of sizes and colors. They all possess large, intimidating beaks, which are actually very lightweight and filled with air pockets. When it gets very hot, toucans have the ability to allow more blood to circulate through their beak in order to cool it down.
So what do you feed them? And what do they eat?
I feed these animals mice.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the little ones, pinky mice. And also, yeah,
I didn't know they...
The little ones, pinky. Right, they eat meat. They eat insects.
I thought they're vegetarians.
They are omnivorous. They eat fruits and also they eat meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They eat insects. They catch the insects from the bromelias. They put the tongues inside the bromelias, catch one or two froggies or little worms or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and they catch it and eat it.
Oh. So they have a long tongue?
Yeah, they have a long tongue. It's like a feather. Like a very, very thin feather.
Because of the way they eat, toucans are one of the great seed dispersers of the rainforest. These birds eat by tossing food up in the air and catching it in their beaks. It's a messy and funny process because toucans don't always catch what they throw. Their loss is a blessing to the forest as they drop fruit-containing seeds everywhere. When toucans do catch their food, they catch it in the back of their throat and gulp it down. This means that they swallow many seeds whole, including larger seeds that most birds can't. The fruit gets digested, but the seeds come out whole and ready to grow. Smithsonian scientists studying the movements of toucans use GPS trackers to find out just how far these seeds go. They discovered that, since toucans are such energetic birds, they can drop the seeds up to 200 meters from the host tree.
And I recall seeing smaller ones.
The smaller ones, maybe you saw the green ones, right? You saw maybe the green ones or the colorful ones, little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are aracaris, are other species toucans.
Yeah. Mm.
With different names.
Because
aracaris.
I can't remember in my life seeing so big, maybe because I used to see so far away and was just a glimpse and disappear, gone. Yeah.
But you didn't catch them from the wild, right?
No. The animals here, whole animals in this park, are confiscated by the Costa Rican government, and they bring the animals to here, give you us, and we take care of the animals for the rest of their life. We never release one of those animals in the wild because they don't know how to survive. They die. We try to raise the animals here in captivity. But mostly animals here are males. That's the problem.
How come?
Males are more colorful.
The illegal pet trade favors males of many species because they are often more colorful, or in the case of toucans, more vocal. Of course, these sounds and colors aren't merely for human enjoyment. Toucans and many other animals use sound and color to warn each other of danger and to attract suitable mates. Toucans like to flock in groups of five or six and build their nests in tree holes left behind by other animals. Their small wings don't allow them to fly very far, so toucans prefer hopping along from branch to branch.
How old is he?
Okay, him is 6 years old.
Okay.
Right? And depends on the toucans here. Some are very old and other ones are very young.
Okay.
See? And it's your turn, right?
Yeah,
do you want to hold it? How? Like this?
Just like that. Okay.
He wants a treat.
He's
quite heavy.
Piece of food. Yeah. It's very heavy. Eat a lot of fruits.
Yeah.
Well taken care of.
Eat a lot of fruits.
Sorry, he doesn't like the touching.
I have mixed feelings about this. We've done research so we know these toucans have been rescued from the pet trade and cannot be released back into the wild because of their previous contact with humans. So it is nice that we have the chance to get so close and see the toucan personality here at La Paz. On the other hand, I wouldn't want someone to see me holding a toucan and think that they make a great pet. They are beautiful, but also messy and loud, and they need a lot of space to fly around. What they have here at La Paz would be impossible in someone's backyard. So I'm very happy I got the chance here to watch them so close. How nice it must have been in the Garden of Eden when humans interacted with toucans without hurting them.
So why do they have like their beak is kind of like a zigzag in the...
Sometimes they put the bills between the branches and they move back and forth like this because they need to chirpen bills, the chirping bills with the branches.
Mm-hmm.
And
hi there. Can I touch him?
Yeah, do it. Very gentle.
Look at his eyes. I can't believe it. Amazing.
You know how long they live?
No.
The toucans?
No.
Around 15 years.
15?
One thought.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shame. So short life to be so beautiful.
Stunningly beautiful.
Mm.
Look at the blue legs.
I think it's the most beautiful bird I've ever seen, ever.
It was such a special moment. I wouldn't have expected it. I think it was the eyes. It really got me. So beautiful.
and the feathers. It just moved right to my heart. I don't know why. And I just think how much fun God must have had to create, you know, animals, birds like that, with so many different colors and different shapes. It's just very inspiring.
When I was coming with the girls, I was the most excited about just to see a toucan. Growing up, I never saw a toucan too close, maybe very far in a tree. Then you look and you say, I think it's a toucan. Then it's gone. So I saw in the pictures that we could be able to see it close. Then I managed to see it close. And it was special. And that moment, I told myself, I could even go home now.